Mary clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. Song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Hymn 52. He puts a song in my soul today. So go praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. Yes, oh, oh, praise, hallelujah. We have a key G, please. 53. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father would sovereign. the wind to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore. The melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, nor desire for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our day in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by.
God bless you, saints, and welcome to everybody. It's the first time we've had a cottage meeting in our place.
Amen.
So we're really glad. It's big enough, I think, in this room at least. And welcome to everybody who's made it. I know the weather conditions aren't the best, but the good thing, our souls are not subject to weather. Our souls are not subject to conditions. It's our body, it's the fallen man that is subject to all these things. But our souls, one thing they desire, that is fellowship. And more so, we desire fellowship with Him. We just want to greet the saints that have joined as well online. I know the Dublin South saints have joined because Brother David couldn't do the meeting. So God bless to Brother D, Sister Dash, and all the other saints. I saw Brother Tendai, Sister Charlotte, a lot of saints have joined. God bless you, saints. It's good to have them online as well. Maybe we can open our Bibles. Let's stand straight away to Luke 11. Let's get a thought before we come to prayer. We'd like to speak, just take a simple thought about prayer and Pentecost.
Amen.
Because these two things are always linked. Yes. You know, you never just find there's a real inescapable link between prayer and the giving of the Spirit. Mm. And I think it would be good for us just to think about that at the beginning of the year. You know, that Luke 11, verse 13. In fact, we can go a little bit behind that, verse 9. Luke 11, verse 9. And I say unto you, so this is Jesus, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. That is a great promise. Mm-hmm. Everyone that asks shall receive. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, Will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Amen.
What a promise, saints. Amen. To me, it's a precious promise. I remember when I was just young, maybe 1 month, 2 months in the message, I was at university in South Africa, and I was really praying. I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I really want the Holy Ghost. And I was on my knees in prayer. You've heard me say it before. And just as clear as anything to me, not a audible voice, I didn't even know my Bible, so I just said, came to and said, Luke 11:13. It was so clear while I was praying, I stopped praying. I got my Bible and I read the verse, and you'd see verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And it was such an encouragement to me, because I knew that the Lord had spoken it directly to me to say, if you can give good gifts just because your children are, how much more will I give the greatest of gifts, which is my Spirit? Let's just pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this place. Thank you for your people that have come upon this night. Bless them, Lord, we pray. We do pray for them that aren't here, and may you watch over them. We pray as well for them that are online. May you bless them. Please, Lord, guide us now in the spirit of prayer, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's be seated, saints. Let's take a simple thought from this. So we can see from, now, Brother George was speaking about it at church the other day, about that ask scripture, ask, seek, knock, A-S-K. And it's a divine law. It's a great promise. But God has made a law. A law in the Bible is a governing principle. So God has made laws, the laws of gravity, the laws of thermodynamics. There's so many different laws. And those laws always hold true. You know, you can stake your life on them, because the Lord is very precise. When he sets something in motion, a law, that law is going to operate as long as the conditions are right. If you're on Earth, gravity is whatever, 9.7 meters per second squared, whatever that it is. It's never going to change. As long as you're on Earth, that's going to be gravity. Yes. God has made it fixed. And God has put laws, which are his promises in his word. And we're reading here a divine law that God set by his grace concerning him giving the Spirit. Now, so he said, if you ask, it shall be given unto you. Yes. He's really giving us that. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? That's what Jesus said. He says, if you fathers, he says, imagine Benjamin coming to me, or Timmy, imagine Isaiah going there to Brother Ngoni in the morning and say, Daddy, I'm hungry, I want some food. Would you ever not give him food? I mean, if it's in your power, imagine your son coming and saying, Daddy, I'm hungry, please can you help me? You'll drop everything you're doing, you'll leave everything, and you'll get in the kitchen, you'll go make him whatever that it is that he wants to eat. And then the Lord is saying, how much more your heavenly Father? Because he knows that just as much as we need our natural bread to really be a Christian, you need the Spirit in your life. Amen. Without the Holy Ghost in our lives, we're just the prophecies, we're just the world with God's name attached. Amen. Now, we're no different than the world, but it's his Spirit. It's the sweetness of his Spirit. It's his grace. It's his quickening power. It's his mercy that when he's in our lives, makes a difference between us and when we're in the world, or makes a difference between us and, no, good people that don't have the Spirit. So he's saying, Jesus, that if your children ask you, you are moved as a father to give them what they need. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? That is a great encouragement to pray. But God has linked the giving to the asking. He didn't say your Father's just going to give you the Holy Ghost. Jesus said it very clearly. He says your Father will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. So God has tied these things together. He's the giving to the asking. It's almost everything. Even in salvation, we have to ask, we have to receive, we have to ask for forgiveness. You have to invite the Lord into your life. Though by grace you're saved, but when he draws near, when he makes himself real and you see the purposes of God and the goodness of God, you have to respond. You have to ask, Lord, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. And then he freely bestows that upon us. And how much more with the Holy Ghost? It's a great encouragement in different ways, that promise. Firstly, in our spiritual lives. You know, we as individuals, we so much need the Holy Ghost in our lives. You know, we need him like the church ages were lit on Pentecost. The first candlestick was lit on the day of Pentecost. That's the way that the church began. That's the way the church was born. It was born in the Spirit. It wasn't born just of teaching, born of doctrine, born, and those things came afterwards. The church was born through asking for the Spirit and receiving. They went up into the upper room and they asked, they earnestly asked and sought and waited, and God is always faithful. He says, ask and you shall receive. How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? And the same as in our spiritual life, the real beginning of your spiritual life is when you ask and He meets you in whatever form that He did inside of your life. But He comes into your life. The Holy Ghost comes into your life and you know there's a change. You know that there's a point that I was like this, then something happened to me, and something ever since then I haven't been the same. There's been something inside of my life which has given me the ability to say no to things I couldn't say no to, and to hear His voice like I never did before, to love His word, like whatever that the attributes that the Holy Ghost brings inside of our lives. But this also applies to ministries, to churches, to families. If we're wanting the Holy Ghost to visit our home, you're wanting a better spirit in the home, we're wanting Jesus to be welcome in the home, all we need to do is ask. Amen. He says, if you ask, the Holy Ghost will be given to you. Because the very act of asking is, it prepares you for the blessing. You're not going to ask the Lord for something honestly and sincerely that you don't earnestly desire. You know, so if you're really desiring, say, Lord, I don't like the atmosphere in my life these days. I don't like to be dry in my soul the way that I am. I want you to be in the Spirit once again. Even the fact that you're asking like that shows your heart is ready for the blessing you're asking for. And the process of prayer, asking the Lord and coming to the stage that you're really sincere in your prayer, is why the Lord wants us to ask, because that prepares us. Because Jesus told us that many, many times. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So there's a condition. You've got to be hungering and thirsting. The gift is free, but God doesn't just pour the Holy Ghost out on people that don't appreciate the Holy Ghost. God doesn't reveal His word to people who don't have an earnest desire to know His will. No, so it's free, but there's a condition there. He wants us to approach it the right way. These things were purchased by Jesus at the supreme price. So we get it without money and without price. But He had to pay a great price. He had to pour out His blood, pour out His life, Jesus, so that the Holy Ghost could be poured upon the church. So if we're just in a lukewarm condition, we don't really care about walking in the Spirit, and you come and ask Him half-heartedly, you're not going to receive it, because a double-minded man receives nothing of the Lord. But when you're hungering and thirsting and saying, Lord, I want to please You in my life. I can't please You when I'm in the flesh. Paul said that in this flesh, there's no good thing. Now, the things I want to do, I don't do them. He says, who will deliver me from this condition, from this body of death? He says, praise God, the Lord will. He says, by the law of the Spirit. If I walk in the Spirit, then I overcome the deeds of the flesh. But I can't do it in myself. And we realize that. So if we're wanting the Holy Ghost, the real presence of God in our homes, in our families, which is applying the token so that the Lord can deal with our children and bring them to Christ, so the Lord can help us in all the things that we do. The Lord said, it's simple, just ask. You know, just desire, just have an earnest desire and come and ask. And if your children ask you for bread, you won't hold it back from them. And if you come and ask the Heavenly Father for the Holy Ghost, He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. He'll be holding back His own purposes. If your heart is right and you ask for the Holy Ghost to glorify Him, He's holding back His purpose by not giving you the Holy Ghost. The reason the Holy Ghost was given so that the Lord can continue His work. Now, He wants, we can't do anything without Him. So we need to come before Him to ask, because He's more than willing to give. David said He satisfies the hungry soul. So you got to be hungry. I remember when I was in Pentecost, and we had I had cell groups when I was at university. It was really good, nice, the way we used to have it. We did this Bible study thing on the baptism of the Holy Ghost called Born to Grow. And I was just a few weeks as a believer. And then we built up several weeks in a row in our cell group. It was a student in the student church. And it built up. And then at the end, one day, the leaders of the group said, would anybody here like to receive the Holy Ghost? And I said, I would. I said, what is the condition? They said, we've shown you already. As long as you're hungering and thirsting. If you're hungering and thirsting, but if it doesn't really matter to you, you're not going to receive anything. But if you're hungering and thirsting, if that's the most important thing for you in your life, to say, Lord, I'd rather lay aside food. I'd rather lay aside drink. I don't worry about those things. They're not as important as having your real presence in my life, having your real blessing upon the things that I do. That's when you get the attention of the Lord, because he satisfies the hungry soul. So when your soul is hungry, he's actually created the hunger. It's the deep calling to the deep. So you can tell he's more than willing to respond. And Jesus said, you have not. Or James said, you have not because you ask not. Yeah, and Jesus said, just come and ask. Come and ask your Father and he'll give it to you. You know, if God ever once poured out the Holy Ghost on people that really earnestly desired the Holy Ghost, God is no respecter of persons. It doesn't matter the time, doesn't matter the condition, doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter. All of those things don't really count for much. Now, the prophet speaks of it in the church ages. He says, the keystone of the Bible is the revelation that God never changes. He never changes. You know, so if there was somebody hungering for him in the Bible, and the Lord met them at their point of need. If there was a Cornelius and he was praying and God sent Peter down to him and the Holy Ghost fell on them, God has never changed. Now, if your heart is as hungry as Cornelius, you're going to receive the same thing as Cornelius. If you and I desire to be led of the Spirit the same way that they did in the book of Acts, then God never changes. He's still the God of Pentecost. He's still the same one who's more than willing to bestow upon his children that are hungering and thirsting for him. The prophet says that's the keystone of the Bible, that God never changes. Mm-hmm. No, that how many times Brother Bram says that? He says, if somebody met a certain condition and God answered them, whenever a child of God or a person meets the same condition, God has to answer. Amen. Because God responds when your heart is right, you're asking him sincerely, you're coming with a sincere motive and objective, God is going to answer you. He is. Now, you might be saying, I remember when the candlestick was lit, but a lot of things have come in. I'm not shining light much anymore. The oil, you know, there's not so much oil in the candlestick anymore. I need a fresh, the high priest to refill the candlestick again. I need the light to be lit once again the way that it was in the beginning. I mean, he's given us the promise. All we need to do is come and ask. You know, the prophet speaks about that, how the true church will always go back to Pentecost. You know, because God's first and perfect work was at Pentecost when he started the church, and everyone must rate themselves by that. You know, so we go back and ask him. In the Welsh revival, they came and they asked, there was one newspaper reporter, he was a Christian man. I've got it, he says, early in the Welsh revival, an English evangelist, so he wanted to write it for his church newspaper, visited the meetings. He stood up and said, friends, I've journeyed into Wales with the hope that I may glean the secret of the Welsh revival. So there was Evan Roberts there. There was the glory. The Holy Ghost was falling, being poured out on people. And this evangelist knew these people are doing something because God is responding. What is the secret? How are they getting this outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon them? So he says, I've come here to glean the secret of the Welsh revival. Says, in an instant, Evan Roberts was on his feet with an uplifted arm to the speaker. He replied, my brother, there's no secret. Ask and you shall receive. Now he knew it never changes. You know, the condition never changes. There was a people that asked. They got hungry and thirsty. They got tired of just having normal meetings and, you know, one thing after another and the routine of life. And they said, Lord, we know there's more. You know, we want to walk in the Spirit more. We want to know you more. We want to get into heavenly places more. We want you to be more real. We want to glorify you. But we need a deeper reality of who you are. And Evan Roberts said, it's very simple. There's no secret. Ask and you shall receive. And he knew that because That's how the church was born in Acts. That they had a promise. What did Jesus say to them? Look in John chapter 14. Just to show this principle never fails. John 14 verse 16. This principle, you know, it'll never ever will fail. John 14 verse 16. Look what Jesus says. He says in verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost being given on the day of Pentecost was in response to someone asking. Jesus says, I will ask my Father, I'll pray to my Father, and he will send the Holy Ghost. Can you see the Holy Ghost is always given through someone asking? You know, we will see that. It's always. This is how it is. You know, you have to have a desire. You have to have an earnestness. It's not by works. You're not doing works to do it, but it's the condition of your heart. When your heart is thirsty, he's going to meet you. And we all know that in our own Christian experience. Whenever you thirst for more of God, there's always a response from heaven. Because your thirst was created by a deep, there's a deep calling. And inside of yourself, you're desiring, let's not sleep, guys. There's a deep calling to the deep. And so when you're thirsting for the Lord, it means the Lord has created that thirst because he wants to satisfy that thirst. So there's more of God whenever you're desiring more of God. So when Jesus says, I'm going to pray to the Father, he's going to give you the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost was given. And how was the Holy Ghost received? They got in the upper room and they prayed and they asked and then they received. So the Holy Ghost was given by prayer. So you can pray for somebody else. Like Jesus, Lord, please, that's applying the token.
Amen.
Lord, let the Holy Ghost visit our children. Let the Holy Ghost visit our youth meetings.
Amen.
Lord, let the Holy Ghost come down on Sunday and visit us. And if we are honest and sincere and hungering and thirsting, he said, ask and you shall receive. If you're asking for the Spirit shall be given. And if we pray tonight, if even just us that are here and us that have joined us online, if we had one earnest desire tonight and we united ourselves in one accord, like they did in the upper room, and we asked for the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Ghost, and said, Lord, please, we want you to visit us on Sunday in a special way. Lord, we want you to glorify your name. We want you to save the unconverted. We want you to heal the sick. Do you think God isn't going to answer? If we are earnest and honest. But sometimes you've got to ask and keep on asking.
That's right.
Knock and keep on knocking.
That's right.
No, you've got to persevere and say, Lord, please. You've promised it inside of your word. And Lord, I'm holding on to your promise now. And he always is faithful to his promise. Because prayer now, as we're praying, like I say, prayer is the forerunner of anything good from the Lord. Now, prayer prepares your heart. That's why very little spiritually happens to us without prayer. Yeah, because you're not creating the conditions for something spiritual to happen. But when you pray, you're breaking up the fallow ground so that the Lord can rain righteousness upon you, as he said in the Old Testament. He said, break up the fallow ground. Fallow ground is ground that used to be fertile, used to be harvested by with wheat, whatever it was, but now the seasons changed, the wheat's been harvested, now it's people have walked over it, animals have walked over it, it's got a hard crust on top, there's clods, there's grass growing. You can't sow your seed there. Even if the rain comes on that kind of ground, most of it goes as runoff. But when you come with the plow now, and you plow up that fallow ground, you break it up, get rid of the obstacles, get rid of the hard parts, and you get it all turned over so that now it's in the right kind of a condition, sow your seed there now in hope and watch when the rain comes down, it's going to manifest itself now. That's why he said, plow up the fallow ground of your heart, the Lord says, and I will rain righteousness upon you. I'll pour out my Spirit upon you because you've created the right conditions now. It's going to do you good. Matthew Henry says, when God intends great mercy for his people, the first thing he does is set them to praying. Whenever the Lord wants to do something new in your life and give you a blessing, to protect you, he gets you to praying first. Now you can take many examples. Go and look at Esther. before the Lord could give her, you know, get her robed in a new authority and favor from the throne, the golden scepter and all those kind of things, she had to pray. Now, she had to get the conditions right, because at first when Mordecai told her, go and make intercession to the king, she wasn't in the right condition. He said, don't you know anybody goes there is going to be put to death? Duh, you know, the way she said it. And then he says, but you don't think you're exempt in the palace. Then she's like, I'll fast 3 days. Me and my maidens, you fast 3 days. And then I'll go in before the king. And if I perish, I perish. And now she had created the conditions. She went in before the throne and she received favor, received authority, received what she was asking for. But there was preparation before that. She had to pray. She had to, you know, get herself in the spirit before she went through the motions of what she had to do. What about Daniel? You know, Daniel's chapter 9, before the revelation of the 70 weeks and the great blessing, the visitation of the angel, Daniel had to set his face by prayer, with confession for himself and his father's house. Yeah, and he sought the Lord earnestly. And when Gabriel came, the Lord said, he says, from the moment you first set your heart to seek the Lord, your prayer was heard. And I've been sent in answer to that. Yes, a prayer is always the forerunner of a new, something new in the spirit, of some kind of a blessing. You can take anybody in the Bible, you'll find out that it's always like and Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, is the supreme example. You know, they say, it's from a Christian history book, from the day of Pentecost, this is someone who studied all of the moves of God, and it's exactly the same as the prophet said. From the day of Pentecost, there's not been one great spiritual awakening in any land which has not begun in the union of prayer. They said, in no place did we ever trace. You go back to the Welsh Revival, go to Azusa Street, go to India, go to the outpouring in India, go to the outpouring in South Africa at the turn of the last century, go all through. He says, there's not begun any awakening in the land without the union of prayer. He says, although many times only among two or three people, and no such upward and outward movement continued after such prayer meetings declined. So as soon as prayer stopped, things went down again. Yeah, that's quite a thing to think about. And the prophet says that. He says, every revival, he says, you'll find it always starts in the heart of one burdened individual who takes it to the Lord in prayer. I was reading that time about in India 100 years ago at that mission school with all the foreign missionaries, and the young boys were there, you know, like Timmy's age and Benji's age. And it was a mission school of missionary children. And then there was outpouring of the Holy Ghost. It was a powerful visitation. And they went to trace, where did this come from? And it was three young boys that were burdened by the condition of all of their friends, the worldliness that had come in. And they were getting up in the morning and going into the woods and praying for the Lord to visit their school. There's always a cause, because the Holy Ghost is always given in response to prayer. You know, Jesus prayed and the Holy Ghost came. The disciples prayed, the Holy Ghost came. Those young boys got serious before the Lord and asked for a fresh visitation among the young people. And they went each morning to seek the Lord in prayer. And God has promised, ask and you shall receive. If you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Yeah, and it's every time you go and have a look. Go and have a look at, we spoke once about the Moravian Brethren with the 100-year prayer meeting. When they started sending out the missionaries from Germany, then the Moravians, the ones who converted John Wesley. And then they said, the only way this is going to go, let's have prayer. And so they divided the day into 24 watches of 1 hour. And then the one brother and one sister in your home, wherever it was, took one of those hours per day. Maybe 3 in the morning, 3 to 4, 4 to 5. And they started praying. And the more and more people got involved, and they started a prayer meeting all around the clock for the missionaries. And you go and read about the Moravians. They turned the world upside down. They went everywhere in the world. And that prayer meeting didn't stop for 100 years. It's called the 100-year prayer meeting. It continued 24 hours a day. Individuals praying like that around the clock for 100 years. That's what he's saying. For the Holy Ghost to have come out in a revival, you'll trace it back. Hey, these guys had a serious prayer meeting and they maintained it and the Spirit kept moving and taking them all over. They went to the Caribbean, they went to America, they went all places. Little group of Moravians who were the first real missionaries, if you go and look in the missionary age. It was all because people took prayer seriously and started to pray and ask the Father for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon their ministers, the Holy Ghost to be upon their missionaries, the Holy Ghost to be upon their churches, the Holy Ghost to be in their homes. And that made all the difference to their family altars and so forth. Because, you know, like we need to be praying for those things, for the Lord's blessing upon the things that we do. Otherwise, things can just become a tradition. And we don't really want them to be a tradition. So, you know, just as we come to prayer, the Lord has made it clear that if you want your candlestick to get lit or to be relit, a fresh experience, the Holy Ghost is given through prayer. Come and ask, and it shall be given unto you. There's no other way. Matthew 25, the foolish virgins, exactly the same. When they came to the wise virgin and said, we want the oil, give us some of the oil. What was the answer? Go to them that sell and go and buy for yourselves. Go and ask of them that sell. Yeah. You know, you don't get the oil without asking. Yeah. You've got to go and ask, and then the oil will be given to the same way it was given unto us. Mm-hmm. You know, so no matter which way you look at it inside of the scripture, it's a governing principle. This is something which will never, ever change. Now, look in later on, I think it's Acts chapter 6 or I think Acts chapter 4, when the disciples now, they threatened by the Sanhedrin and they beaten and all that. That was enough to start to put the candlestick out a bit and threaten them and, you know, make them withdraw. They knew, okay, this move, the boldness we had to start this work on the day of Pentecost came because we prayed. So what do they do in Acts chapter 4? They gather themselves together again. They go back to what they did in the beginning. They have one heart, one soul. They gather themselves together in prayer. And what did they ask for? They asked for the Holy Ghost. They said, Father, give us the Holy Ghost. Give us boldness to preach your word. And let the hand of the Lord God with us. And while they prayed, what happened? Their prayer was answered. The place shook. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, and they went and preached the word with boldness. They realized they needed a fresh experience. They needed a fresh boost because the conditions were trying to push them backwards. And they realized, no, we want to keep going forwards. So let's go back to how it was in the beginning, because that's how this work started. So let's get the candle lit in the same kind of a way. And that's how they maintained that work, that moving on the Spirit in the early chapters of Acts. When Peter's in prison, what do the people do? They gather for prayer. Yeah. You know, they know. They know exactly the solution to all of these kind of things. Now, I'll read just finally when the prophet says that, in expectations, we know this quote. He says, it's prayer that I depend on. That's the secret of all the mysteries of God. That's the key that opens the door to everything of God is prayer. He says, if you want to go deeper in your understanding of Christ, of the mystery of God, he says, the key is prayer. If you want to go deeper to understand more your calling in Christ, your position in Christ, why the Lord apprehended you the way that Paul says, it's prayer. It's coming before the Lord in prayer. If you wanted to go to higher ground, because you've been on a death walk, you've been making no progress, just going around and around, the answer is prayer. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Ask, you shall receive. These are laws that the Lord has put inside of his word. And I think the problem is in our age, it's such a busy age, it's such a complex age. There's so many things to distract us that although we look inside of our souls and we know I need a fresh experience with God, I need the Holy Ghost to be real in my experience. We hide behind so many things in the garden, like Adam and Eve did. In Satan's Eden, there's so many things we can occupy ourselves with. And that voice will be crying out to us in the garden the way that it did. Adam, Adam, where are you? And the Lord will be saying, come and seek of me. I want to be real to you. I want to give you a fresh experience. But it's very, very easy to hide ourselves away. It's very, very easy to be sidetracked. But no believer, since the beginning when the Holy Ghost was first given, ever set their face to seek the Lord earnestly and didn't receive something from the Lord. It's impossible. You can't. No person ever said, okay, now I'm going to get serious with the Lord once again. I've been spending too much time in other things. I want my vision to become clear again. I want divine focus inside of my life. I want to raise him out of history. I want the Lord to be real. I want more divine reality in my experience. And you seek it. And you ask. And you seek. And you knock. And it's impossible for heaven not to respond. Amen. It's impossible. God has bound himself by his word, by the governing principles of his word, that everyone who asks shall receive. And that if you, being evil-minded as you are now, to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So as we come to prayer, you might be saying, look, I received the Holy Ghost. That's wonderful. But there's people around us who haven't. We need the Holy Ghost more in our homes. We need the Holy Ghost more in our church. We need the Holy Ghost more in our, you know, in our ministries, our callings. We need more of the anointing inside of our lives. So no, it's not just once you pray through and get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We continually need to. That's why the prophet says prayer is the answer to the mysteries of God. If you want a deeper revelation of Jesus Christ, if you want to go deeper to a deeper understanding of our day and its message, all of these things, the answer to these things is to come and pray. And then the Lord will anoint us deeper. The Spirit of truth will take us further. You know, if you need more faith, the Spirit will come and quicken you and take you up into higher ground, you know, by setting your wings to the winds of faith. Whatever that it is, but we need to come and ask. Because God has tied it to asking. He's bounded by a law, the law that I'm more than willing to give, but you need to come and ask. Jesus said, if you want laborers to go out, he says, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Come and ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers, and then he'll send the laborers. But we've got to ask him. And then he responds. He's tied things up in his word to that. So let's come to a time of prayer, even to the saints that are there online. I'm sure you're like me. We desire our song worship to be more anointed. We desire our quiet time to be more blessed in church. We had it in Zimbabwe once. A man came. There was a friend and brother in church, a Zambian brother, and he had invited his colleague from work. He was actually a minister in a denomination to come to our church in our good days when he had a revival back home in Zimbabwe. And this minister came and he sat in our church. And then he went, and the next day the brother went to meet him at work and said, how did you find the service? He said, when you people sat there quietly before the service last night, I've never felt the presence of God like that in my life. And he never came again, but he sent his sons to come to our church. He sent his children to our church because we're young people in our church. But it just showed even our quiet time. You know, we want the Lord to be our Sunday school. We want there to be a quickening. We want the anointing. We want the Lord to bless our Sunday school teachers. We want it to be something that really deals with the souls of our young people. That it's really the children's bread that has been broken. Then our song worship, our musicians, to be in a one accord in one place. That there's a real blessing that the songs that are sung are the songs the Holy Ghost once sung. You know, and that the people, when we come, we get in the spirit of worship. We, you know, that it's pleasing before the Lord, that there's an unction and an anointing and a quickening. And then what about ministry? How many times does Paul say, brethren, pray for me. Yeah, pray for me that the Lord's hand might be upon me. Pray for me that doors might be opened for me. We so much need prayer. Because we are so dependent on the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, it's just a gathering of people talking to one another. Yeah. But when he is there and he's anointing, then the supernatural is done. That's when he speaks to the souls of people. The word discerns the hearts of people. The power of transformation transforms lives and situations. But we need him every step of the way. And in all of our plans for this year, how much we need to pray for the Holy Ghost to come like he did. Separate me, Barnabas and Paul. For the Lord to set the agenda. For the Lord to show us where we should go and what we should do and how are we going to do things in Charlestown and all of that. And the Lord's more than willing to give if we are willing to ask. So let's ask Brother James just to lead us in one chorus now as we come to prayer, and let's put all these petitions before the Lord this evening. Number 36.
This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, oh, showers of blessing we need. We need mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again over the hills and the valleys. Sound of abundance of rain, oh, showers of blessing, oh yes, showers of blessing we need. Oh, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead, we yeah, they shall be showers of blessing. Oh, send them upon us, oh Lord, grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word, showers of bliss. Oh, showers of blessing we need. We need mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead, oh yes, they shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Oh, for now as to God we confess, now as on Jesus we call, showers of bliss, oh, showers of blessing we need. We need mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
So we have a prayer request of Brother Cardell. He's traveling to Zimbabwe tomorrow for the big event, the greatest thing outside of salvation. So we pray that the Lord will bless him on his journey to go and finalize his wedding plans and program and do the civil side of things. So let's really pray for the Lord's blessing upon that. It's a noble thing. What an encouragement to see a young man in this age doing things right. And from all I've heard, the Lord has given him such a wonderful wife there as well. The Lord has been so faithful to him. So may the Lord bless him for that. Are there any other requests? Anybody else? Just to give a testimony of Brother Graham. You know, Brother Graham, who fellowships us on Wednesday, he had been suspended from work more than a month back because he had a very big accusation against him, and he was very discouraged at first. So we were trying to help him out, and Brother George and Brother Nat were trying to encourage him, and really took it into a covenant or a prayer. And yesterday he had his hearing, and the representative told him it was the shortest hearing they ever had. The case was dismissed completely. So he was so very, very thankful that he's been reinstated. So we thank those who are praying for him, because it was a very difficult situation all over the Christmas period, and that with that sitting over you. But the Lord was very faithful and fought his battles. So thank you for keeping him in prayer. Let's all come to pray, saints. Let's pray for the unction, the anointing, for the promise of the Father upon all that we do. In Jesus' name. Also, just a Thanksgiving, Saints, a testimony on behalf of Brother Megali. So yesterday, his sister Megali got her papers. You know, they came in as refugees, so she's got her papers. We thank the Lord for that. Amen. And it was so quick. I mean, there's some brothers in our midst have been waiting 2 years. And they just came a few months back, and she already got her. And I'm sure his are coming soon as well, and the children. So what does that mean? It means they get the same rights as Irish citizens. So straight away, they can move out of the camp. You know, I'm sure they'll help them to find a house and all that kind. They can work. They can do anything as anybody else in the country. So that was a really mighty battle, because it was just such a short time, you know, from the time that they came. So we do thank the Lord for these things. Let's ask Brother James to lead us in a song or two, and then we'll ask him to close for us in a word of prayer as well. In fact, let's ask Brother Ngoni to close for us in a word of prayer, if that's okay, bro. Let's put these things before the Lord. Let's put the weekend before the Lord. Let's ask for the Lord's spirit of leadership, his spirit of guidance, his quickening power upon all the things that we do, that the Lord will enlarge our borders and guide us in the way that he wants us to go. So Brother James can lead us in a song, and then we ask Brother Ngoni to close for us in prayer.
Let's sing hymn number 1. It's key C, Only Believe.
Amen.
I'm just going to sing a chorus.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
Testify now, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Receive.
Oh yes, Lord, I receive. Oh Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I be.
Jesus is here.
Oh yes, Jesus is. Hallelujah, Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is yet. Jesus is yet. All things are possible. Jesus is here.
Dear Lord, indeed you're here. Indeed, all we have to do is to believe.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, it was counted for our Father in faith, for righteousness, Lord, that he believed the promise, and he fainted not, Lord. Here we are, Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in you, Lord, giving you praise, giving you honor, Lord, and thanking you for the place you brought us to, Lord. We're like Jehoshaphat, Lord Jesus Christ, and your people surrounded, Lord, it seems. And Lord, we're just so grateful that you bring us to such places, Lord, where, Lord, we can pray.
Amen.
Well, Lord, we can lift our voices to you and say, Lord, we have nowhere else to go.
Yes.
You have brought us this way, Lord, and we lean on nothing else.
Yes.
And Lord, we're so grateful that each and every time you bring us to these places, Lord,
yes,
you give us, Lord Jesus Christ, from that time once
yes
again.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can be like Martha, Lord, that if you had been here, but Lord, even now, Lord, we know
Amen
if you should speak
yes
the word,
yes,
if you should say, Lord, that everything would just be as it should be.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, so we are so grateful.
Yes.
So we pray to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for you've called us, Lord Jesus Christ, in this as laborers with you,
mm-hmm,
that we should pray,
Amen,
that we should be like those, Lord Jesus Christ, in the city crying out, Lord, for the abomination, for the evil in the land, Lord Jesus Christ, pleading, Lord Jesus Christ, being Father, Lord Jesus Christ, even that man standing in the gap, as Moses, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, veiled you, Lord Jesus Christ, and stood in the gap, as Lord Jesus Christ, prophets of old, stood in the gap, Father. Here we are, Lord Jesus Christ, as your people, praying, Lord Jesus Christ, for ourselves, praying for one another, Lord Jesus, that you would come, Lord, that you would fill each and every one, Lord Jesus. For we know without your presence, Lord Jesus Christ, we but walking, Father, as dead men, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For without you, Father, there is no life, Lord Jesus Christ. For thou art life, Lord Jesus Christ. Who says the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, Lord Jesus Christ. Help, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would come and you ignite each and every heart, Lord Jesus Christ. For we have been given instruction, Lord Jesus Christ. Seek and ye shall find.
Amen.
Ask, Lord Jesus Christ, and it shall be given unto thee. Knock and the door shall be opened, Lord.
Amen.
We have been given instruction, Lord Jesus Christ, that we should ask of our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
If we lack in wisdom, Lord, and you give us, Lord, for you upbraided not, Lord. But you love us so and you give us as we need, Lord. We just come to you, Lord, saying we need you, Lord, more and more, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every day we see, Lord Jesus Christ, of our inadequacy, Lord, of our weakness, Lord, of our inability, Lord Jesus Christ. But when we come close to you, Lord,
yes,
and your presence is about us,
Amen,
how we see clearly,
Amen,
how we see, Lord Jesus Christ, that there is but the host of heaven about us,
Amen,
that all is well.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, open each and every one of our eyes for ourselves, for
yes
our loved ones, Lord. We just lift them up to you, Lord Jesus
mm
Christ. How we love them, Lord.
Amen.
And how we so desire, Lord
yes
Jesus Christ, for
yes
more and more and more and more of you, Lord
Amen
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For Father, for the portion you've given us, Lord, it's just enthused us, Lord Jesus Christ. It's
Amen
given us more than we could ever think of, Lord Jesus Christ. That should we be offered anything else in the world, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen,
but you would say
Amen
no.
Amen.
For it's given us just that something, Lord, that we just say, oh, what a wonderful thing to be in your presence, Father.
Yes.
And how we so desire that for ourselves, more of it, Lord.
Yes.
For our others, Lord Jesus Christ, more of it, Lord Jesus
Amen
Christ. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you who loves us so dearly, Lord,
mm-hmm,
and say, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would give these things. Lord, may you minister, Lord, to your people.
Amen.
I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, knowing, Father, there's many needs in the camp. Lord Jesus Christ, a touch in the body, Lord, for some, I pray that you give it, Lord. A touch in the soul, Lord, I pray you give it, Lord Jesus Christ. For prayers, for needs, Lord Jesus Christ. Even, Lord Jesus Christ, in homes, Lord Jesus Christ, those that are praying for homes, Lord. Even those that are praying, Lord Jesus Christ, for more and increase, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, in every which way, I pray, Lord, may you just give them that handful on purpose, Father, that they can say, surely that was the Lord, Lord. I thank you, Lord, and I give you glory. I commit now, Lord Jesus Christ, even, Lord, what comes before us, Father, a weekend, Lord Jesus Christ, and a day of fellowship and a day of praise to you, Father. We just pray, Lord. We just want you, Lord. May you give us, Lord Jesus Christ, another touch, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we don't believe you because of a touch. But Lord, we believe you because you're true. But Lord, how we so know, Lord Jesus Christ, when you are there, Lord, it changes us, Lord. And we just pray for us. We just pray that you be in our midst, Lord. Minister to your people, Lord. Minister to your servants, Lord Jesus Christ. For without you, Father, we know they can do nothing. For you said, without him, Lord Jesus Christ, you can do nothing. What more of us, Lord Jesus Christ, mortal men, Father, Lord, we can do absolutely nothing without you, Lord. I pray, Lord, come and fill us. Come and minister in our midst, Father, in the singing of song, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, in the preparing of the building, Lord Jesus Christ, even in the turning on of the lights, in the turning on of the heaters, Father, I pray, may just even your presence imbue, Father, everything that shall take place, Father, in your pews, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, may you be there, Lord Jesus Christ. May you sit amongst each and every one, Lord Jesus Christ, and just give them, Lord Jesus Christ, that touch, Lord, that will encourage them once more, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, as your word comes, Lord, may it just not be but seed that falls on bad ground. But I pray, let every ground butter be broken up, Lord Jesus Christ, that fallow ground softened up for you, Father, that there might be good fruit, Father, and there might be good, Lord Jesus Christ, there might be good, Lord Jesus Christ, showing of your presence in our lives. I thank you for this and much more, Lord. Thanking you for what you've done for Brother Megali. Thanking you, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, for what you've done for our precious brother, Lord Jesus Christ, Graham. Thanking you, Lord Jesus Christ, for these are first sheaves we can wave before you, Lord Jesus Christ, to say you've done it for these, Lord, and for our needs, Lord, we raise them up too, Lord, to say you've done it for them. Won't you do it for us, oh Father? Oh Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for we thank you, for you've given us a portion to do, and that is to pray and to plead for you, Lord. For you said, I will do it. I will give you a new heart. I'll pour out my spirit upon you. But for this, I'll be implored, Lord. Help us to implore you, Lord. Help our lives, Lord, to be set to you, Father, just to look to you and let everything else fade away. I thank you and I give you glory, saying, Father, take us now, Lord. Continue with us, Father. May your spirit remain and keep us through each and every day. And Father, wherever we go, may it be that your presence be with us. Even just waking up, Father, I pray, may you be there, Father. Even in how we just say good morning to one another, how we greet another fellow person, Father, just walking in the street, I pray, may your presence be there. If you could be with our prophet, just even in the first hours of the day, Father, wherever you went, Father, just an instruction on what to do. Lord, we just desire your presence, like so, that our lives, Lord, have purpose, that our lives are led of you, Father. I thank you and I give you glory forever and ever. Amen.
God bless you, saints. I think our next prayer meeting would be at Brangoni's. I think it's going to be at Brangoni. Looking forward to that. So thank you for coming. Let's have some fellowship. And saints online, may the Lord richly bless you, saints, as well. Keep us in prayer until we meet on Sunday, Lord willing, and God bless.